Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
During the 2020 pandemic of no live jazz, there have been plenty of musicians and legends alike that have graced us with the hope of great music as we wait it out. One of those is legendary drummer Joe Farnsworth. And we begin the 678th episode of Neon Jazz with the tune Down by the Riverside off his latest 2020 disc, Time to Swing. In the very beginning, he was one of five sons born to trumpeter and bandleader Roger Farnsworth in South Hadley, Massachusetts, and went to high school in Jakarta, Indonesia. He then went on to study at the William Patterson College under Harold Mayburn and Arthur Taylor, and then he arrived in New York City early on in his career, and he has led weekend jazz combos at Augie's, now Smoke Jazz and Supper Club. He performed with Junior Cook, Cecil Payne, Big John Patton, Harold Mayburn, Eddie Henderson, and so many others. And over his career, he has honed his speed, precision, and melodic playing. He is one of the best alive today, recording over 100 CDs as a leader and sideman, and going to jazz festivals and tours around the world with the likes of Horace Silver, Cedar Walton, Benny Green, and so many others. We talked to him here at Neon Jazz, and we had to know what he learned from the legends over the years.
When you get a genius like that, that's what they bring. You let them do what they do. Give them the palette to paint whatever they want. And then you just try to support it. That's what I love, man. I learned that from, like, Billy Higgins. Let these great people do what they want to do, you know?
And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. I'm your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of legends, luminaries, and great jazz cats right here in a surviving town known as Kansas City, Missouri. Here to give you an hour of some tasty, tasty music. Speaking of, from a great friend of the show and one of the biggest global cheerleaders for Kansas City jazz, this is Sylvester Ostrowski, joined by the Jazz Forum Talents with his newest 2020 tune, Burnt Ends Off the Jammin' with KCLP. It's a great one. He traveled from his native Poland to Kansas City back in February 2020 to participate in a centennial celebration of Charlie Parker's life and music, and this album is a testament to the music made and his love of jazz, particularly Kansas City. We'll be right back.
And you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMena. We'll be right back.
Dankeschön.
That was the brilliant German jazz organist Barbara Dennerlein with the tune Organ Boogie off her Best of Blues 2019 CD. This Hammond B3 master was born and grew up in Munich, Germany. And during a recent interview with the program, she talked about her love of the instrument and how it began.
The whole situation changed when I was presented this little organ, not yet a Hammond organ, but just a little electronic organ, no foot pedals yet. And it was under the Christmas tree as a surprise present for me when I was 11 years old. That was in 1975. And I immediately fell in love with that instrument. It was my first instrument.
So she was encouraged by her grandfather to learn a musical instrument, and her parents were both jazz enthusiasts. She would start playing concerts at 14, and at 15 she played in a jazz club for the very first time. Over the years, she has worked with the likes of Randy Brecker, Dennis Chambers, Roy Hargrove, and Jeff Tane Watts. From the cool of Residence Records, and in honor of putting out limited edition record store day exclusives, here's one of them from a very historic performance by the great Sonny Rollins in Holland, circa a tour in 1967. This is the tune for Dig. That was New York City composer, arranger, and scholar Wayne Alpern with the song Teenage Dream off his 2020 CD, Standard Deviation. He is always integrating popular and jazz idioms with classical techniques and repertoire to create a sophisticated contemporary style of cross-genre or even post-genre music. After years of composing complex new music, he embraced his personal history and made some impressive tunes. One such influence of his life was the master pianist and composer Dave Brubeck. And as we get into the tune Three to Get Ready off the Essential 2003 CD, listen to Wayne talk about seeing him live.
I was a kid in Detroit. I was around 13. And I had an older cousin, and he called me over to his house one day, and he said, "I want to play something for you. You're into music." And he played two things that I remember. He played Dave Brubeck, Take Five, and that blew my mind. I never heard anything like it, and I had grown up playing, you know, Mozart and all that.
Thank you. This is Dana Soul, and everyone needs to tune in to Neon Jazz.
That was pianist and composer, based in New York City, Dana Saul, with the 2019 tune, A Living Dream, off the CD called Ceiling. He would move to New York to get involved with the city's jazz scene and later earn a master's degree in composition at Brooklyn College, where he studied with composer Jason Eckhart and pianist and composer Arturo O'Farrell. These days, he is waiting for the COVID-19 world to end so live music can begin again, and he's always staying busy. One of the chief early influences that is famous in the state of Maine, jazz drummer, composer, and educator Steve Grover. And he was a big teacher for Dana as we get into the 2 and 3 Street off the 1999 CD Consideration. Listen to Dana explain.
Some of the most important instruction I received was from a guy called Steve Grover in Maine, who's like a legendary figure in the Maine jazz scene. He was actually a drummer, but he was a good piano player too. He was a really important mentor to me and to virtually everyone who came out of Maine.
Thank you. Again, that was a huge influence on Dana and anyone that crossed their paths up there in the home of Stephen King in Maine, and that was Steve Grover laying it down straight. He left us at the age of 60 after battling cancer, and legions of students and fans will never forget him. Our final act in this Jazz of Ours, an hour that is coming to a quick close, is the great, emerging, upright bassist, composer, and bandleader out of the Toronto jazz scene, Robert Lee, with the title track off his newest 2020 CD, Daydreams. And as we do leave, let's get a hopeful view on the future from Robert with his thoughts on a post-COVID-19 world, how audience and musician will feel when this pandemic ends.
There's something about live performance that's very, obviously, and especially with this sort of music, there's a lot of, you know, improvisational elements and things like that, that, you know, you can try and capture the best you can in a recorded setting, but in a live setting, you know, it tends to come out as this love, you know, inspiration. And I think a lot of musicians can speak to, you know, if you're playing in front of an audience, you get an energy from the audience, and that helps to kind of inform your decision making in your performance.
It's a great thought, man. With that, thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that is a natural vaccine behind the mic, curing us all, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Reach out. We're always here, neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, support the arts, keep the jazz alive, and enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.